I wish I could be here.
You could if you want.
Oh, you have?
Okay. Okay, we're up to Simon Reich, fifth base, on page 206.
So again, we're talking about someone who stopped, and he was in the middle of eating, and he stopped for the other two people, and they made a zimun. And how long does he have to wait in order to continue eating? So the Mechaber says that he doesn't have to wait until the first bracha. He just has to wait till the mezamen finishes. And then he could continue eating without a bracha rishayna. The Rama says that you have to when you be misarf to a zimun, you not only have to listen to Baruch Shecha Mishlut Vechino, but you also have to listen to the first bracha until Baruch Atah Hashem Azon as Hakol. That's the meaning, and that's how we Ashkenazim Firzuch when we misarf to a zimun. If all your diet laughs and belach will pass. Now he gets into another shmos. Fine. So this guy, he listened to the Birkas Hazan. He heard the first brach of benching. Now he was going to continue eating. If he's going to go eat more pas, even though practically he didn't go ahead and eat it, so he starts from the beginning of benching. If he actually went and ate more pas, means to say, I was talking about like this. Let's say the guy didn't eat more pas. So he already heard the first bracha of benching. So Mele, he would only start from Noidelach. He already ate the first bracha. So he would only start from Noidelach. But since he's going to start eating more pas, he plans on eating more pas, so he's not yoytzi with the first bracha of Hazana Sakal. So Mela, when he starts benching, he's going to have to start from the beginning of benching and make the first bracha again, because he has a new chiyuv from the last pas that he ate.
Oh, he didn't have in mind.
Oh, so one minute. The question is, did he have in mind at the time when he heard the mezamen, did he have in mind to be yoytzi the first bracha? That's the shaila. If he didn't have in mind to eat any more pas, then he had in mind to be yoytzi with the first bracha.
You have to have in mind not to be yoytzi, and you have to have in mind to be yoytzi.
Right. So akapanim.
You answered a good question, right?
Yeah. But it's assumed that if he doesn't eat past the stomach, he's not
mechab to be yoytzi. Anything that I'm doing with someone else that I continue on, I'm saying anything that I help someone else be yoytzi.
So Akubana was interesting bi'alacha over here. Mamash bi'alacha says very interesting thing in regards to. If a person stops, he's eating with three people, he stops, he's waiting for the other two people to bench, and he waits to film say Hazan as Hakol, and then he doesn't want to eat, he's going to eat dessert. He's going to eat kompot and fish, whatever, right? He's not going to eat more pas. So then when he goes to bench, he starts from Noidelcha. So, and then he says, let's say he has some cake for dessert. Then after he finishes benching, then he'll make ala mechia.
How
because
why doesn't he go back to the beginning of benching?
Because he already had the first bracha, so he can go and start from Nidalucha, but now he doesn't have bracha achas mein chalish anymore. Right? He doesn't have ala mechia because he's missing that part.
That first one.
He's missing the first bracha again, also first part of ala mechia.
He's ready, I'd say it.
How is he?
Because he can't go.
Yeah,
Shemekain. So if you can eat Mizanis, but she passed.
Oh, So, womane. But that's not the only problem. That's not the only problem. He has another problem. Do you make another bracha b'shayna because you're mafsik?
But does this work by everything that I'm doing?
And do you make a brain of hashish?
Does the prima godin have such a child? Or kiddush or these other things, does that mean that it takes away the...
you usually know a chacham not to be... You're usually not yaitzi with... That's the stam kavon in a shul.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So doesn't this work the same way?
So it depends. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Now, happens to be... Today's day, it's very yitachana. Today's different because since everyone anyway says their own bracha, so b'chlal, even if you are being yaitzi zimun, you never yaitzi with what he says. So in today's day, so mela, you probably would probably go like the last part of the bi'alacha that he says that it's mistaber that it's only if he's mecham to be yaitzi with that bracha, but he's not mecham to be yaitzi with the guy's bracha. So then, fuck yeah, you start at the beginning of benching. And Mamelo, you don't have any of these shaylas. Mamelo, it's pashut that you only can bracha in China, you won't.
You have to be mechavah, not to be.
Like Havdolah, the only issue is Havdolah.
That didn't automatic yaitz.
The Havdolah, because I have to make a bowl, because I have to drink at home, the Aliyayin, so it's different. Even if I hear it in shul, or whatever it is, it's not the same thing.
Yeah. Usually the stam das and shul, the arms
not
yet.
No,
it depends. The head, you get big shilas. It's because you're going home, you're going to be mighty to your wife, and you already heard it in shul, so you can't be mighty to your wife anymore.
Right.
Because she's b'chuy of Yeraisa, whatever. Abdullah is also another problem. You already yet.
You're kipper, tishab of Abdullah.
Yeah, zogt Mishnah Berurah. Actually, yeme the bezel levad yoytzi midei because because aziman. Okay, so you yoytzi according to mechaber, you yoytzi already because aziman until he says baruch shacham shal tuachinu. Bloy baruch betchila. It's again the mechaber. You don't have to make another baruch b'yishayna. Tainu shein tzaruch oyda pam until it's yadam ha'amoytzi. So kishapatzik b'shul because aziman lo yisiach daitim alechol. Oy, you don't need baruch b'yishayna. Means to say you don't need ha'amoytzi until it's yadam. V'imloy yadait alechzav alechol v'chazav oichol tzaruch because ha'amoytzi betchila v'gam until it's yadam memeil. But if you want to make another big example, if you had in mind when you stopped, you had in mind that you were stopping to eat, and then you were starting, and now they're benching, and then you chab, wait a minute, I wanted the extra dessert over there. So then you would have to make a bracha rishayna. If you would have it, if you have pass again, you would have to have make another amaiti, and male, you'd have to make into zedam again also. That's again the Ramah. Now he's going on the Ramah. The Ramah says you have to have mafsik until Azan is called. Svira Luhu, the after biggest Azan, lovely Gamri me biggest Azimon, who, even though it's not completely biggest Azimon, the Hareya Yachar Emir is a Gamke, Yachar also says biggest Azan. Avilachi Shaykhla biggest Azimon, the Nevarich Lavari in a Bracha, he holds that Nevarich itself is not a Bracha, Sheimbo, Sheim Machas, Vikoyamash, Mavarich, Mizam, and Achikach biggest Azan. It's a Gavaldigam Machalikis in Lomdus, Machaba and Ramah, what is Azimon? According to the Mechaber, Zimun is the first Nevarach Shechal Mishal Tzvachim. That's Zimun. That is Zimun. Fat. You finished. You done. According to the Ramah, he's going to get the other Rishayna, that what Zimun is let's bench. Nevarach means let's bench. And Mela, you have to start benching. If you don't start benching, you didn't let's bench. You just said let's bench. You didn't do anything. So Mela, he's saying that even though that's a chelik of the zimun is to start is the first bracha. Achi yemeh hazan. So you have to be yotzi on the achi yemeh hazan. V'chayz v'goyim esudasa k'moshe kasev mechabem achikach mevarich mitchila tchilas brikas hamazon k'moshe zimun ramal b'soif. After you finish, you can finish your suda. You start from the beginning of benching. Just like the Ramal finishes off. Even though you already heard the first bracha of Azam, you ate pass afterwards. You have to make bench from the beginning because of the pass that you ate later. He had in mind, even if he didn't eat, because since he had in mind that he's going to eat more, he wasn't mechavin. Kishmavarch because I mustn't maskal minoidalacha. Ah. But if he didn't have in mind to eat anything more, then when he would daily bench, he would start from Naidalacha. Because of Zimun. You were ready, that's the first bracha. Okay, so now you start from Naidalacha. That he says that you should say together with the Mizamet. Better to say with the Mizamet word by word. So again, as I point out, this is like a real fascinating concept over here. This guy's in the middle of eating. He hears the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon. He's yotzei the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon. He finishes eating. The Bi'al Lacha says, by the way, it's better not to talk because you're still middle benching. He's eating his suda while he's middle benching. Don't talk because you're being mafsik. But because he's eating. And then you start later from Noida Lacha. And you have to work out the rest of the bracha and some al-mukhiya. This is a very interesting situation. But that's what it is. Okay. Zag the Mishnah Berurah Vayta. Kasva Paiskim. The Echad HaMafsik L'Shnayim. If one person starts for two people, Yochel HaMafsik Kekam B'Pomim. It could happen many times. Genshem Metchil Ochel Shoysha V'Hafsik L'Hem Echad. So, okay. They start off with three. One of them, one, Levi, stops for Reuven and Shimon. So then he stops. That's stop number one. And then two more guys, Yehuda and Yisachar, come and they eat with Levi. So he could stop again for Yehuda and Yisachar. You can't say was a concept that once they already made a zimun, so they don't make it again. So over here, but these chevra are new chevra. They weren't part of the first zimun. So there's no such thing as parak zimun minayu. Kima shen starfu imoy shnayim shalu zimnu yichayel lazamen alav. Since they weren't there in the beginning, so therefore they can mezamen. V'chein pam shlishas v'yoyse. He can keep on going. This guy, he's having a long suit.
He's sitting in the dining room with all the guys coming in and out.
Because
we
feared tzachnishta zayin,
huh?
What?
I thought we
feared
tzachnishta zayin.
What's the problem? Why not?
Because you're part of one zimun. How do you become...
But each seruf is different seruf.
Uh-huh. Eat again.
What if you don't eat?
Oh, it's a separate child. But over here, Pshat is Yemen starve with them. Like anyway, let's say there's two people eating here, and you come and you eat a little piece, little something.
So two more people just sit down with
and
this
then, day? Yeah.
So it becomes a new achil.
It becomes a new achil, and that new achil has been starve for those two. Yeah. Avlam hayu chamisha b'chabur achas. So there's five, v'hivsei echel l'shnayim, and you stop, because Reuven and Shimon want to stop, so you stop. Levi stops for them. Shuvin yechel l'zamim l'shnayim an nesharim, v'parach l'zimim minayim. Oh, now then the other two guys that were here the whole time, they want to be mizamim again, then parach l'zimim minayim, they're already yotzi. Even though they continued eating afterwards, so that which to continue eating is not mechayev them, and then again in another zimun. So here the Mishnah Berurah is an interesting thing. This is a person can have a shaila if he was thinking about it. If they made a zimun, or akubon, some people made a zimun, and we continue eating, and then we ate more. We ate more pasta together, so maybe we should be mechuyev a new zimun for the new achila.
Right.
He's saying that no, you don't do that. Note that the Chazanish says you do. Because Hashem Chazav Ochel Imohem Mitzdarf. You are Mitzdarf. That's what it means from the Chazanish. Avolim Haya Shiva Ishmaena. Oh, that's all by three. We're talking about a zimun of three. What about ten? We're talking about a zimun of ten. Avolim Haya Shiva Ishmaena V'Hifzik L'Shnayim Mehem. Okay, so the seven or eight people. Oh, I'm sorry, we're talking about over here where there's more than. The point over here is that there are more than six people.
Right.
More than six people, because six people is enough for two zimuns. There's less, more than five, that's the point. And so each three can make a separate zimun. So then you can make another. You could stop again for another three. So each one was a separate zimun. So meila, you don't say the zimun's gone. So he says same thing. A miut is stops for the Rav, four will stop for six, in order to say Shem Hashem. To be mizam v'shem. Ach, the bezel kuli yoma ain't zrichan lahavzeg rak ad baruch alikenu shechalnu mishaloi tovayin v'lo yoyser. So he says the Mishmar says a gval gazach. You wouldn't know this from the Mechaber and the Rama. Says when you're making a zimun of 10 and you stop in the middle of your soothing, you're stopping for the 10. Oh, you don't have to wait till Azana Sakal. Once you say baruch alikenu shechalnu mishaloi tovayinu, so you already did it. That's the Dovah Shabikdusha. Baruch Alikeinu Shechal Mishal Tvechinu. And you're ready, Yaitzi Zimun.
Unless you want to be Yaitzi with the guy.
Unless you want to be Yaitzi the first Baruch because of Muslim. I don't know why you do. You're right. Yeah. So this is a big thing. A lot of people don't know this. Most people, I think, wait till Azan Sakal.
Yeah.
He's saying you don't need to. He's saying as soon as he finishes Baruch Alikeinu Shechal Mishal Tvechinu, you're done.
Even according
to Rama, we're
possible.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. I think it's a gewaldig gezach. Im achlu, ask your local attacks, Rabbi. That's what he's saying. I think that you could rely on him.
What if you're only three?
Three is different. Three, you don't have. You don't have Likenu, so Mela, you have to have Birkas Hazan. That's what Rama was talking about.
Because we have 10 people, then you don't have to wait to
Right.
This is okay.
So nice guns. Yeah. And then if they ate afterward, you can levarich bezimon. You can bench with the zimon leparach zimon minayu. Ki loy nistar from ikara rak lazkar sashayim. This is interesting. So he's saying now we could make another zimon. Because before the Zimun was, what was the Zimun? Was a Zimun was Azkar Hashem? He said Baruch Alikenu Shechal Mishloi. But now you're not going to do Azkar Hashem anymore. But Akapanim, you can still do a Zimun if they ate more afterward. There's another chiddush. Chin Yechal Lachiach L'Stav L'Shisha Achirim Sha'achlu Atlam Zamin B'Shem. Ah, let's say another six people would come. You stop for six. Four people would keep on eating. Another six come. You could. Again, you can make another Shem. Tele Shaykh Lema Park Zimun the Amiras Elikenu the Akol Be'asar Shkinta Shay. So this is a different ten. It's a different ten. So this is a new Hashros Shkinta. May you say Elikenu. Chenu Yeshafilu Chamisha Shifsikul Chamisha Cherem, Mistar Fanaka Chamisha Cherem, because Elikenu, Kisha Oichlem, Akaponim Kazayas Pas Biachad. Akaponim, when they eat Kazayas Pas Biachad, then they're all Mistarif. By the way, today is also this is supposed to do a few more.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So when's the end of tomorrow?
It's a huge thing today. I don't know why.
When's the end of tomorrow? Reish Aleph?
No, it goes. Tomorrow starts in Balabai's right.
In the middle?
Yeah, in the middle.
And when's it end?
They're going to, over here.
Medalit? The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole
thing. So Tuesday night's going to start Hechas Peres?
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm going to tell Yossi.
Let's see, because otherwise tomorrow's gonna be too much. This is like a lot.
You'll never know.
Yeah,
Godel. Mi Mavarech, Uboy Dal Zifim, Reish Aleph. Godel Mavarech, Filuba Besayif, the greatest one who's there, the biggest one has the most chachma. He was the one who benches, even though he comes later. If he wants to give permission to someone who's smaller than him to be making a bracha, he's able to. That's only when there's no guest. Aval yesham oirich hu mevarich. Afilu in balabayis gadol imenu. Kedei shivarich mal balabayis. Kedei that he should make the birkas ha'orichim. We're going to see that it is in a second. So meila he should bench. Uma brachim mevaricha.
Who's he?
The oirich. The guest.
Yeah.
Uma brachim mevaricha. What bracha did he say? He wrote essentially yesh leikolei balabayis. Zeh loy boy mazev leil mabav yesleich mochol nachasim yinachasim nuslach krev leir. Aishal satan loy maas yedav. Okay. So the biggest chacham, he's the one who should bench. Even though now he's not being moitzi everybody, so it's a whole different situation. Everyone's doing their own. That's derech. So Mishnah Brura, obviously we're talking about where the all Baal Batim, otherwise it's up to the Baal Bais to decide who he wants to give it to. And by the way, the Mishnah Brura clearly over here says that even his children make a birkas ha ayrich. Right? His children say Yehi Ratzayin.
Really?
Even if they live there?
Yeah. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. He gives it to the ayrich.
How come everybody can't say it?
Who do you want to say? You want to say it for yourself?
No, say it for the Balabas. You're a guest somewhere.
Of course, say it.
No,
those minds is looking. Oh, good. Did we say it? So who stalls on? Someone stalls on this. This was bothering me for many years.
It's a beautiful tool to say.
By the way, the Magen Avraham says the Bnei Abayis are Orchim that they say it, and Rabbi Yasha said like that also.
The what?
That one?
Whatever, yeah.
The
Magen Avraham says that you should say, children should say for their father.
No, what Rabbi Yasha say?
What about every Yachid to say? Every person sitting there?
Oh, so all right. What about every Yachid? Okay, we'll have to go by it.
Okay.
Have to go by that. It could be that he brings it up.
Okay, right
there. It's kind of interesting. In Yibachar and B'Yeshiva, so he brings from Shad Shiva Zalatzian, that they should make a Birkas Ayrich, and instead of saying Baal Bai, they say Baal Asuda. Who was Menalev. Ima Godel Maitzi Leicha, Shakarin Husht, if the guy is coughing up, he's coughing up spittle. Yivarech Acher, someone else should make. He ain't lenachet. She has like Harvey Palmer. Via Roiki Ka Acher Miyamtino. That everyone should wait for him. Yesh Mekavim Shneig and Shneis Lo Ovel. She Al Ovel VeImai Kol Yibis Chaydesh. Levarech. Dav Kesher Kulam Shavim. Dahanu She Kulam Oichlu Mishal Lahem. Kesher Oichlu Mipita Shav Balabayit. Thought the Biratim Balabayit. Mishiyit to Yitain. They call Shekain and write the Batzmei Levarech. So he can do whatever he wants. He can give it to himself. He can give it to any Archim that he wants. And this is all only when they're all equal. Besoyf Hasuda. Again, even though he came at the end of the Suda. Kol heichad de'i ma'isi lehu midi motzi lemeichel ke l'gayim b'simim z'kosah d'kizayim sef alef ayin sham. That even though, obviously, it means to say that they didn't finish yet before he came. If he finished, then he came, then they're not b'star. From b'star b'di ma'ash b'sudase e'ma chayvin lehamtin alav adshik m'sudase k'ti shi'i yahu ha'mevarech al'varech acher v'hu yane. Oh, so if he's still eating because he came later, so you don't have to wait for him. Someone else should bench. So then he's eating from the pita balish. Mevarech afilu, mevarech afilu balabayis godlu menu. And yisham kama orchem talid lafidati shabalabayis afilu liting katan shabem. The balabayis can decide whoever he wants to give it to. Ma brach mevarechoy. Oh, which bracha does he say? What does the bracha say? Lachichamulus tama lama anu shanem. Nusach Abrochel the Balabais Mashanim B'Shas. Why we changed the wishes in the Shas, which is a strange thing to ask. The says that he was asking is that in their minig used to be that he would just say Harach when Yivarech is Balabais Hazeh, and he didn't say the Birkas Ayrich. That's the minig. He didn't say this. Oh, bizmanenu. So he says over here, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, so kol Aruch mechuyv levarach as baal bayis v'nei atzmei. Each one, each guest says the Birkas Aruch, and it brings from the Ben Shchai and Rabbi Yashiv.
You're supposed to put on my table.
Yeah. This is some geshmak hazach. Oh. When do you make Birkas Aruch? Which part of where would you put in Birkas Hamazon?
So
our bench is always printed later by the Aracha, after the bunch of Arachas. By Aracha. So who says that to do over there? Because of Machzav Vitri. You say before Bamarim Ilamdu. That's it brings that from the Machzav Vitri. I didn't know that. And V'chein Hu. I'm sorry. Yeah. However, the Goin, I'm sorry, not the Goin, the Brisker Rav, and the Evan Ozel, the Medayik and the Rambam. The Rambam says, you say in it, he's talking about the fourth bracha, you make the fourth bracha, you say in it, ba, Yivarech ba, is you say you say because of Eirich. Right, so here, so the much later on. So the their medayik in the Rambam that you're supposed to make it part of the fourth bracha, and you go right into it from Ayich Asreinu. And so Fakir, you're not mafsik, so you don't answer Amen to Ayich Asreinu. You go right into because
it's a pillow because I thought that's usually on.
So the Medayik and the Rambam. Fine, Akponim. That's the one there. Okay, so because we're up to it in